Chapter 4. When I first arrived at the Spence Academy for Young Ladies, I knew nothing of its past and its relation to my life. I had come in mourning weeds, my mother having died only months before. Cholera was the official explanation for her death, but I knew better. In a vision, I had seen her die, hunted by a hideous wraith from another world, a tracker that meant to take her soul had she not taken her own life in self-defense. It was the first of my visions, but not the last. I came to have many of them. I had inherited a power, a lineage passed from my mother to me, a gift in some ways, a curse in others. It was here at Spence that I learned of my bond to a world beyond this one, a world of extraordinary power called the Realms. For centuries, the Realms were ruled by a powerful tribe of priestesses called the Order. Together, they used the realm's magic to help the dead complete their soul's tasks when needed and cross the river. Over time, their power grew. They could cast grand illusions, influence people and events in the mortal world. But their greatest duty was to keep the balance between good and evil within the realms, for there are many tribes there, and some of them, the malevolent creatures of the Winterlands, would do anything to seize control of the magic, that they might rule the realms and perhaps our world as well. To keep the magic safe, the Order sealed it in a circle of runes. Only they could draw upon its power then. The other tribes of the realms grew disenchanted and resentful. They wanted to have equal say. Even the Order's allies became untrustworthy over time. The Order was once united in protecting the realms with the Rakshana. These men kept law there and watched over the priestesses. They were also their lovers. But they too grew resentful of the Order's control over the realms and its great magic. And so it had been for ages, every side grappling to hold the magic, until a fire 25 years ago. On that night, my mother and her best friend offered a sacrifice, a young gypsy girl, to the Winterlands creatures in exchange for power. But something went wrong. The child was accidentally killed, and thus her soul could not be taken. Enraged, the creatures demanded the girls themselves, for they had foolishly entered into the bargain, and now it would be honoured, one way or another. To save the lives of my mother and Sarah, Eugenia Spence, the Order's great teacher and the founder of Spence Academy, gave herself to the Winterlands creatures in payment for the girls' terrible deed. Her last act was to throw her amulet to my mother. Eugenia closed the realms, sealed them so that no one and nothing could go in or come out until a powerful priestess was born, one who could open the realms again and chart a new course for the magical world. I am that girl, and no one seems at all happy about it. The Order thinks me headstrong and foolish. The Rakshana find me dangerous. They sent one of their own, a young man named Kartik, to watch me, to warn me not to enter the realms, and when that did not work, they told him to kill me. Instead, he betrayed his brotherhood and saved my life, putting a price on his own head. They may not like it, but the facts are these. I was the one who was able to open the realms again, and so far no one may enter without my help. I was the one who broke the seal on the magic by shattering the runes, and I was the one to find the source of the magic in a protected place called the Temple. It was at the Temple that I fought Circe, my mother's foe and an enemy of the Order, to keep the magic safe. In so doing, I killed her and bound the magic to myself for safekeeping. I promised to join hands with my friends, with Kartik, and with the tribes of the realms to make an alliance with a share of magic for all. But since that time, I've had no visions and no way to enter the realms. I haven't a clue why this has happened. I know only that each time I have tried to make the door of light that leads into the other world, it has not come. Instead, I am tormented by a momentary glimpse of Circe as I left her, trapped beneath the surface of the Well of Eternity inside the temple, lost forever in that magical well, turned watery grave. I am the one who must decide the future of the realms and their power, and I haven't the slightest idea how to get back. Right. But tonight will be a different story. We'll find our way in. I shall find my courage. I shall feel the magic spark in my veins again. My friends and I will step into the fragrant gardens of the realms, and a new chapter will begin. For if not, I fear that the realms are lost to us for good.